Blog Talk Radio.
A lot of my friends that's already gone on. A dear friend of mine, Willie Banks. We was just that tight. Whatever go on, he would let you know, I don't like that. I don't like that, Brother Slim. And then he was through with it. But we got some friends out there. I have some so-called friends tell me, it's all right. And as soon as I turn and think it's all right, they'll go tell somebody else, I don't like what he said. A lot of y'all have bought pictures and albums of my friend that's going on. And you're saying great things about them now. Applauding. But I don't want y'all to wait until I'm gone. Huh? You got something good to say? Say it now. Quench it. To do for me. Somebody out there is like I am. I don't have no mother tonight. How many of y'all out there got a mother going on? You can help me. Tell others. Y'all got so much to be thankful for. Can I get a witness here tonight? Can I get a witness? 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 What you ought to do? Those of you that got a mother in the land of living, what you ought to do? If she don't live with you, call her. I said, call her on the telephone. And if she don't have a telephone, sit down and write a letter. Can I get a witness here tonight? And when you write your mother, these are the words you ought to tell her. Quincy! Come on, bring it up. here in Sugar. Just let me talk a little bit. Can I talk? I used to see my mother early in the morning. I don't know about y'all. Tonight, my mind go back how mama brought me up. How many of y'all know that your mother brought you up the right way? I used to see my mother early in the morning, walking through the house. Sometimes just cleaning up. Sometimes just dusting off the furniture. How many of y'all remember seeing your mother clean up early in the morning? Quincy brought me in. Come on.
Has a lot going on with it when you really understand when God does the things people don't, they misunderstand, my brother. When God calls our people that we love and he calls them to a resting place, that we call heaven. Because we really believe, Reverend, we really believe in our heart that it's best as you can to tell someone that you love them. Tell them how you appreciate them. Because you never, never, never know when God gonna receive them. Because sometimes we just don't know. Because we learn, Reverend, since we've been living in this short time of our life, that all sickness ain't unto death.
That's right.
But then there's some God just pivot. And then, you know, I don't care how we look at it, he just pivoted. And once you see his face, there's no returning back. Thank God for that song, man. I just had to hear it, man. It just, sometimes I know it might be too old for some people, you know. Give me my flowers, why I can still smell them, Doc. What you think about that? What you think about that, rap?
Yes, sir. Give them to me while I can hear them. While I can hear, it may be time where I need to hear encouraging words before I cross over. That will help me endure while I'm going through tough times. That will give me strength that I can hold on a little while longer. Yes, sir. The thing about that fragrance of a flower, you smell fresh flowers. It's a sweet aroma.
Yes, sir.
So as the prayers of the saints can create a sweet aroma that the Lord may smell in, go up in a sweet smell unto his nostrils. So it is with a compliment and encouragement, because we can jump on criticism real quickly and not constructive criticism, but we'll jump on things that would tear each other down very quickly.
Wow.
But that's why it's important that we give strength to one another. In times in tribulation, in times of valley, times of bereavement, times of sorrow, in times of just, it's important to just tell somebody that you love them, you know, or that you're praying for them, that you're hoping for their success. Give them that flower as well. While they may be going through that, that way you would be surprised with an encouraging word at the right time does for someone, give someone strength that they can make it another day. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. Understand that song well. Yeah.
You know, looking around, you know, we've been having some little problems. A few things are going by, but we know that I'm just glad that I'm going to see this here, Reverend. I know I'm going to do something today, and I want to say this from the bottom of my heart. I am so glad that God didn't give up on me, man. You know, I'm truly so glad, man, that I could have been dead and seen it, but he has so much patience and so much mercy that he let me see this day that he called life.
Yeah.
Get this thing right, man. I just thank God for that, man. I'm really dark. I really, really thank that God for that, man.
Mm-hmm. That's it, man.
Don't you know, Reverend, we can choose to do what we want to do. We can choose what we want to do. We can choose not to talk. We can choose not to run. And we can even choose not to serve God. How dangerous is that? How dangerous is that?
He gives us a free choice. A free choice. Yeah. He said, a charge I have. Yes, sir. Well, boy. But I'm telling you, if you take that he give unto you, because he don't want nobody to be no slave like they made to do whatever. So he gives us this freedom. But for some of us, too much freedom is dangerous. If we don't govern that thing, you know, if we don't govern that thing, man have off time things that were good for him, you know, good to him, but too much of a good thing can cause a bad thing. Can cause a bad thing because we don't treat it like we used to, like we should, I put it that way. But, oh, if we would do it in moderation, everything would be well unto us.
Beautiful, beautiful, man.
And it's just so it's so needful that we while he's given us this time, while we have health and strength, the activity of our limbs, and we can comprehend and understand, or we ought to take this race and just, you know, just run as swift as we can, and swift. When I say swim, try to grab all that the God is putting before us. You know, all the resources. You know, he's given us different resources. He gives you friends that will pray for you, that will help you. He given certain ones that will give you it talks about that over there in Hebrews, that 12th chapter, that very first verse, it talks about that, yeah. Yes, sir. Well, see, we need to lay aside the things that would hinder us, but those that have already ran, and then surely the elders that are still with us that can help us along the way. We need a lot of people like to throw old people away, but if you gain that knowledge, it will help you run this race. You know, they can show you when you're heading towards a pitfall. They can show you when you have too much pride. They can show you where you should pump your brakes, as they say. They can help you along the way. If you gain that knowledge from those that have endured, oh, praise the Lord, then blessed are you. Then wisdom will be given unto you. It's, you know, a lot of times youth, you don't have youth and wisdom at the same time. But if you hang around someone that's been somewhere, you can have it at the same time. if you take knowledge of those that have been around, it will help you and you possibly won't stumble like you would have if you only listen. If you only listen. Yeah. See, God has no, he don't have no respect of person, but if he, if you would open up to him, we'll find it in a lesson today. If you open up to him, he will open up unto you.
God bless you.
Praise the Lord. He'll open up to you. We thank God. We thank God today. Truly, even now, if you set aside and consecrate your mind and say, Lord, speak to my heart. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, help me. The things that I, you can even say it in a prayer, the things that I don't understand. Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. The things that where I'm falling short or where I'm weak or where I don't understand. Help me with it. And if you honestly pray that to God, he will help you.
Yes.
I'm a firm believer. I'm a firm believer. He'll help us in the real. Praise the Lord.
Really?
We love him for it. Really? We love him for it. Praise the Lord. So we're going to deal with faith today. You know, faith and waiting. Faith and waiting.
Oh,
praise
real.
The Lord. But it is impossible to please him without it. And even struggles, is he uses struggles. You know, he uses tribulation. He uses things to show his power. He used even, how many times has he used Israel, hallelujah. He let them be captive. Oh, hallelujah. He let them be exiled. Even through Exodus, you know, he let them be in captivity to show that he was the great deliverer. And he even told and said he would have mercy on whom he would have mercy. So
it
would be wise that we not point the finger, because God still has this all in control. You might say you can't understand why someone repeatedly harden their hearts, why someone would just be a certain way. How do you know that God is not in the midst, that be for his glory? Hallelujah. For his glory. Well, we thank him for, we thank him, because we know that it is a mystery how he does his work. Praise the Lord. It's a mystery. But we thank him, and that's why it's important that we have this, what we call faith. We don't deal with that. We prayerfully, Lord, help me put this together. We're going to look at Matthew, the 21st chapter, and also Hebrews 11, chapter 1 through 3. Praise the Lord. We're going to carefully go through this. Praise the Lord. We ask you for your prayer.
Does Matthew, the whole entire Matthews?
Matthew, the 21st, I don't know how far we're going to go, but I know we're going to start at that first verse, 21st chapter,
okay.
The first verse. We'll start there. In Hebrews 11, the first verse through the third verse, and then we'll go back into this Matthew 21st, may even look at 2 Timothy 1 and 9. And probably possible Romans 8 and 24. We'll just see what the Lord does.
Okay.
Yeah, we're traveling a little bit.
Okay.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Very familiar passage of the scripture. Let us go to God in prayer. What's the little prayer? Father God in heaven, we come thanking you, Lord, for this day, this moment, this hour that you allowed us to come together. We count it as a privilege, even a blessing. You allowed us to assemble. We ask you to consecrate our minds, our hearts, and our spirits to receive and understand what you have for us this day. Thank you for what a great opportunity that you've given us, that we may sit down and reason in your word. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for all things you've done to us. Now we ask you, bless us. Father God, bless us. Touch our understanding. Oh, Father God, thank you for this such a great moment that we may reason in our word, Father God. Let your love, your grace, and your mercy abide right now in this moment, in this hour. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you for it, oh Lord God. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm a little excited, Red. a little excited. I'm trying to hold my mood and a little bit and get through this, but he's already painting the picture for me. He's already painting the picture for me. Matthew 21, the first verse, and says, and when they drew now to Jerusalem,
mm-hmm.
and were come to Bethpage,
mm-hmm.
and to the Mount of Olives, then sent Jesus two disciples, saying unto them, go into the village over against you, and straightway ye shall find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them unto you.
Yeah.
And if any man say aught unto you, ye shall say, the Lord hath need of them, and straightway he will send them.
All right.
This is talking about the coming of Christ, the entrance of Christ entering into Jerusalem. Jerusalem,
yeah.
And I like how he in this by when Christ speaks, we got to have faith. We got to know his voice, and in knowing his voice, we have to do it without doubt. Because doubt and causes what calls us oftentimes not to be obedient, and this hinders us in doing what thus saith the Lord. You know, just take it. Well, the Lord said it, that settles it, and I'm going to do it. Now, if you don't mind, look over here with me unto real quickly. Go to Hebrews, the 11th chapter. We'll just read that first verse through the third verse, and I hope I can explain this to you. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for,
mm-hmm.
the evidence of things not seen.
All right.
Okay. And for by it the elders obtain a good report.
Mm-hmm.
Through this faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so
yes.
that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear.
All right.
Okay, so we're dealing with how you, it's a necessity that you walk by faith, and it's walking by faith and being obedient in faith that helps paint the picture where you can see clearly and know when God speaks, and you can stand on that and be assured that he said, no doubt and no question about it. You believe it in your heart. You accept it to be faithful and true, and you walk in according to that faith. You can't look at the situation, because the situation are the things that appear, but faith is operating in things that not appearing things that not appearing, and faith doesn't go on the situation. The situation is the evidence, and oftentimes that evidence with the thing, those are the things that are appearing, and those things that would be misleading, and those are things that would cause you to doubt because you don't see it. You don't see it, and oftentimes we tell people just to have the faith, but if you're not spiritual, you cannot have that faith, because carnal, when you're working in the carnal, you lead to the things that you know, that you lead to the flesh, you lead to the pleasures of the flesh, but in the spiritual, suffering is in the spiritual because we know that to obtain a spiritual victory, there has to be suffering. There has to be a remembrance of Calvary's cross.
Right.
There has to be pain. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because the flesh cannot want the things of God. So in this, Christ operates spiritually with us, and by when we are born of his spirit, we can better understand his voice. We can better understand it. It makes sense to us. You know, described by the prophet Zechariah 9:9-9, when Christ would appear in his glory, it is in his meekness. Oh, praise the Lord. Not in his majesty, in his mercy. To what salvation? See, salvation, some is trying to make it so hard, but salvation is only Christ saving us from the very effects of evil, helping us. And he warns us, he gives us precepts and statutes to go by to help set us up that we can be able to run this race and not run it in vain. In vain. If you don't mind, I'll show you how that is true, because Hebrews 12, that first verse, said, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, witnesses that will tell us, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. We have to be able to be patient and wait, and in that waiting, don't become tired by waiting, but being able to run because we know that patience, tribulation worketh patience, but let it have its perfect work within you, because in that time that you're waiting on the Lord, trust in him, depend upon him, seeking for him, looking for that answer, only in him, only in him.
Yes.
It is in him that we move, we live, and we have our being. That's why it when hard, not your heart, when you hear his voice, if it tells you to do something, just do it. You don't have to see it. Some people have to see it and have to know everything, but no, just do what he says. See, that's why he had to go into the village. He told them, go in the village, and he knew that somebody was going to ask something, so he gave them what to do. He said, if any man say out unto you, ye shall say, the Lord had need of them.
That's it.
But straightway, he will send them. Have you ever thought, about why you're going through, but the God could be purging you because he has need of you to do something? All time, we think all about us all time, but have you ever thought about it? Just like he did Job, hallelujah. And if we're striving after righteousness' sake, why will he not use us? Because if you're walking in his light, if you're doing what thus says the Lord, and people want to throw up their hands when a little trouble comes their way, how do you know that God have not said, have you tried my servant Brian? Have you tried my servant William? Have you tried my servant? Have you tried God's plan? Oh, hallelujah. 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 And when these times come, did you think you can make it? Lean and trust and depend upon him and dig a little deeper.
Come on.
These things that will help you. Help you in this race, because in verse 4 in Matthew 24 and the 4th chapter, he said, all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, the prophet said, tell you the daughters of Zion, behold, thy king cometh unto thee, meek and sitting upon a donkey, and a coat the foul of a donkey, with your coat and the foal of it. It's a younger horse of years, when it gets a little older, it goes from a foal to a coat, and then when it gets a little older, it's changed. They call it something else, but we look over that. God always sent a little help. He said, we often look at just the coat. But it was a donkey and a coat together with her.
Mm-hmm.
But he says, loose them. Not loose him, but loose them and bring them unto me. Oh, hallelujah.
All right.
Hallelujah.
All right.
God always has a bigger plan. Hallelujah. Where two may walk together.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Where one may edify another, and we will continue to pray that God may have his way. It's easier when you can do this thing in the company of Christians, where one praying for another and helping another, and the Holy Ghost speak through one, and those receiving and receiving it, then the Holy Ghost speak to them, and then then they speak back unto the speaker. Oh, come with me.
All right.
Hallelujah. This is how the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Did and brought the donkey and the coat and put on them their clothes, and they sent him their own. Oh, hallelujah.
Yes.
How many times have God made us opportunity that we may do a service and a work for them? The coat did a service and a work for God.
Yes.
Have we made ourselves available where God can use us to do his work? God may want to sit on you and ride you, oh, hallelujah.
Come on now.
Because they tell me he inhabits the praise of his people. So if you will not harden your heart, but open up your heart, make him a habitation in your heart, then he will come in and he will clean that heart of yours, that he may abide in there, that he may work in there, that he may, oh, hallelujah, that he may speak unto you while you're in your house. Hallelujah. While he is in your house. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We'll travel a little bit. Let us look at Romans. Praise the Lord. Help me, Lord. Romans. Oh, praise the Lord. Romans, the 8th chapter. Praise the Lord. We'll come back. But I just want to see, why did this Romans gnawing at me? It's just... Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. It's just gnawing at me. So we'll listen to that gnaw. Why is just gnawing at me? That Romans, the 8th chapter. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Praise God.
Help me. Praise the Lord. Help me, Lord. Praise the Lord. Romans, the 8th chapter, and the 24th verse tells us, for we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope.
All right.
For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. That's what I was saying.
All right.
That's
what I was saying. See, For we are saved by hope, hallelujah. But in our hope, hallelujah. Some get weary and long along the way because they lose that hope. Hallelujah. You have to keep the hope. You have to keep good positive hope no matter what the situation unfolds right before you. That hope, hallelujah.
Yes.
I'm hoping and I'm trusting and I'm depending upon God, not upon myself, because the situation have already presented to me that in me there is no good thing.
All right.
Oh, at this time, I can't trust in myself. I can't trust in done. I need somebody that's stronger than I need a rock, a foundation that I can stand upon for when I would lean to my own understanding. My own understanding is not good enough. I must lean, hope, and depend on that that has been rooted within me. Go back to my beginning, hallelujah, when you first believe whatever God said, you just own it. But then when you got smart,
Come on now.
You got more. You got two of those scriptures up under your belt. Then you wanted to question, or then you wanted to say, "Well, but what happened to?" Just when you knew that it was him speaking to you, then you just went after that. You didn't try to slice it up. You didn't try to divide it up. But you just listened. You just said, "Yes, Lord."
Yes,
Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Boy, in that. But see, oftentimes you have to use trials and tribulations that will work in patience. And in that patience, we have to wait on the thing. And we'll find ourselves as we're waiting, we're asking for prayer. We're giving testimony. I'm in this thing. Brother, pray for me. Or pray that the Lord help me. Hoping for the prayer. So you're hoping, but in that hope, oh, hallelujah, it starts to work the thing. Oh, hallelujah. And then when you see that you're getting through a little bit, did it help increase your hope just a little bit more? a little bit more. And then that faith starts to roll around. Hallelujah. And in that, the Spirit also helping our infirmities. But we know verse 26 in that Romans, the 8th chapter, it said, likewise, the Spirit also helping our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself making intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Hallelujah. We're groaning that we see there is a language that God has just between him and his children that the adversary cannot interfere. That God understands our groan. God understands our hurt. God understands us when we don't have to say anything that will go into the atmosphere where the adversary can hear it. But sometimes we just be still and we just know that he's God. And there is a communication that's working between us and him. In that, it's called patience and waiting and having the faith, hallelujah, having the faith, hallelujah. See, in that, verse 27 says, he that searches the hearts, listen, knoweth what is in the mind of the Spirit. Oh, hallelujah. Because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. This is how that you know for sure that you have this relationship with God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Communication. When you can hear back from him, you know, you can pray all day long, but it's good when you just hear a whisper. Oh, hallelujah. Or it's good when he leads you to a scripture. Or it's good when he lets you commune with your brothers. And then sometimes you have like experience. Or you're on one accord. And you're like, man, I was thinking that same thing. Or I thought about this and that. That's how you know. All things work together for the good.
Yes.
And we know that all things work together for the good of them that love God. To them who are the call according to my purpose or his purpose.
Yes, all right.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So
my God.
This is why. See, because he know what it takes for each and every one of us to get through to us. I may talk all day long and I cannot get through to you, but God knows just what it takes to get through each and every of his creation. See, I can't speak dog, or I can't speak cat, or I can't speak cow, but God has a communication with every created thing, and he knows the language of how to communicate and get in touch with him. I love it. He that searches the heart knows what is in the mind. And holler, and if he searches our heart, and if we search our heart ourselves, and we have this communication, and let this, oh, thank you, Jesus, let this mind be in you. That was also in Christ Jesus. Wake up in the morning, Lord, thank you for this day. Lord, search my mind, anything that should be in there, Lord. Remove it out that we may communicate, that we may talk together this day. I imagine Enoch had that in his mind where he just walked with God. Oh, hallelujah. How beautiful it would be if we just be in heavenly places all day long. We just talking to the Lord all day long. You're not asking for nothing, but Lord, I just want to talk to you, Lord. Lord, I just want to tell you, thank you. Lord, I just want to tell you, I love you. Lord, is there anything that you need, anything that I can do for you? Because you've done so much for me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And keep that within your mind as we travel back. Oh, thank you. I'm just giving y'all what he's giving me on the spot. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. He's going to help me to put it together in a minute. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. But, boy, and we should know that because Ephesians, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
We
can't say we can't say that we did it. Oh, hallelujah.
That's it.
Think it's you, there's always a scripture somewhere to let you know that it wasn't you. Ephesians 8, oh, hallelujah. Tell us, oh, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Let us know, hallelujah, that it wasn't us, but it's him. But it's him. But it's him. But it's him. Thank you. And in this, I want us to, we just open our hearts to God and let him, just let him talk to you. You know, you might haven't heard from him in a while, but is your heart open up unto him? Hallelujah. Is your heart open up unto Ephesians, the second chapter, the eighth verse, let us know, for by grace are ye saved. There I go it again. With grace and hope, through faith, we're through our faith, and that not of ourselves, it is a gift. Oh, praise God. This is a gift that God has given unto us, this gift, not of works, lest any man should boast, like not of works, that just in case if you've been a little bit more faithful than I, your spiritual level is a different level than mine. You cannot boast on it because all the gifts, it came from God, and not of our works, lest any man should boast, not of your works. Oh, you may have... You may got four scriptures. The other brother may got six scriptures, but I know all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and those that are called to his purpose. So in this, if we're working together in this, oh, hallelujah, then we're all proud workmanship before Christ. Oh, great. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Before, because He foreordained this before, even in the beginning. He foreordained that we can't even boast about it. We thought we was going our own way. We thought we made Jesus our choice, but actually he made us his choice.
That's it.
And then later on the line, as things started to unfold, that then we got in line, then we realized what our purpose was. Then we said, I decided to make Jesus my choice. But before you chose him, he chose you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. You don't believe me? It's in the book. It's in the book. Before you chose him, he chose you. So how dare you, just because you have a deliverance upon the yoke, and then you walk as though you never had dirt on you before. But what we should do, we have been delivered. Luke will tell us, oh, hallelujah, thank you, Holy Spirit. Luke will tell us when we have been converted, go back. How many of us are going back and helping those that yet still need that deliverance, that still need a little help? Still need a little help. We need that. Forget not those that still have, that still stumbling, that still falling, that still, instead of criticizing, pray for them.
Hope for the Lord
to bless them before it's everlasting too late. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. We used to sing songs and walk with me, Lord, while I'm on this tedious journey. Oh, walk with my brother. You walk with my mother. Now walk with me. Now, oh, hallelujah. You did it for me.
That's
now,
it.
Lord, do it for my brother. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Do it for me. Not only me. But help me, as we go back over, as we travel back over, let's not carry too long with you. Matthew, the 21st chapter. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But in this, knowing this, to hear from God and be able to be obedient, it takes faith, unwavering faith, and in that faith, it takes hope. And in that faith and that hope, and work together and let some obedience come in there, because when you obey, you're telling God, I trust you, Lord. I believe in your word. But how can you say with your mouth one thing and with your works you do something else? When your works and your mouth, when they line up together, truly you can say, I trust you, Lord. I believe on you, Lord. I believe that was you that spoke to me, so I'm going to act in accordance there. All this was done in verse 4 told that all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet. Thank you, Jesus, saying, tell ye the daughters of Zion, behold, the king cometh. Oh, hallelujah. See, we need to tell Christians, we need to tell Christians the king is coming. It's not a fairy tale. I know it has been some years since he was here, but he's still coming. Well, get your house in order. He's still coming back. Just he door as he entered in Jerusalem. Let him enter into your heart. Oh, make room for Jesus in your heart that he may come in. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, that you can say. That you can say and be very happy to say, blessed he that's coming in the name.
That you can be very excited.
When we get ready for these broadcasts, you can be eagerly waiting for what thus says the Lord. You can be praying for the speaker that you may hear from the Lord, that God may consecrate our minds, our hearts, and our spirit to receive and understand what he has for us on the day, and to be happy about it. Be glad, even if it's chastisement, be glad. Even if it's a rebuke, be glad, because God giving you another chance to get it straight before you have to pass judgment. Lord, not your heart.
That's right.
But get excited. Thank you, Lord, because I was going wrong, but you cleared up my vision. You helped me with spiritual glasses that I may see that there was a thing that was hidden from me, but you revealed it, and I'm happy about it. And the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them. How beautiful if we'd be able to say that I went. And I did as Jesus commanded me. That should give you peace in your heart when you can say, I went and I did as Jesus commanded me, and brought the donkey and the colt and put them on their clothes, and they set him thereon, and a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down. Can you look at this? Think about it. Imagine this in your mind. What was happening? Well, if we take this kind of effort, when God comes in, if we would turn a listening ear as when someone gets ready to speak, instead of we coming in as a professor to dissect any and everything that's wrong, but if we come with great expectation, hoping and depending and trusting that we hear from the Lord, a great multitude went before. Oh, thank you, Jesus. If we be in that, hallelujah, God will not let his word go out and come back void. The trees and the straws, the multitude that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Oh, hallelujah. And when he was coming to Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, who is this? The messenger said, this is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. And Jesus went out into the temple of God and cast out all them that sold and brought in the temple and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seat of them that sold doves. And listen, I'm going to go back and say that to them. It is written, my house shall be called the house of prayer, but you have made it a den of Steve, I can testify that I experienced that even on yesterday. God walked the quarters in our church service yesterday. Different temples within you know that your body is a temple.
The Holy Ghost
tried to dwell in there, but evil spirits tried to get in there sometime too. So we had us after church. We had a young mind. Just give me a minute. We had us a little prayer service. But in that prayer service, God started to, deliver his people. Boy, it is a house of prayer, isn't it? It is a house of worship,
Lord,
and prayer. And he started to deliver his people. And one thing about it, when you get a blessing from God, he will pull out the thing that's irritating and put in some joy. You will scream out,
Come on, Jesus.
He will pull out the thing that's hindering that relationship between you and him, and that you may want him in there even more so. When you don't want God, there's a good evidence that you got an evil spirit in that temple. When you can't say enough for scripture to be word, that's evidence some evil has crept up in there. But when you just love the word of God, you just love your love song, you just love to treat people right, there's the evidence that the Holy Spirit is in there abide. But Jesus entered in into Jerusalem. Oh, hallelujah. Can you say, Jesus have entered into my heart? Hallelujah. And every now and then, he walks around in there, and he starts to clean out. And just in case I've let things in that's displeasing in his sight, but I keep my heart open. So I asked him, God, if you find anything that shouldn't be, take it out and strengthen me. See, I need to strip that I don't go back. I need strength that I need keep that deliverance, because the devil will go away for a season, you understand, but he's coming back. So that's why I should let this mind be in me that is also in Christ Jesus. Keep him in the house.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Keep him in the house. Oh, hallelujah. And it is written, my house shall be called the house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves. Oh, hallelujah. Don't make it a den of thieves, but make it to where the Lord may dwell in there. And just in case, if some have crept in, hallelujah, and it shouldn't be in, open up your heart unto him and let him clean. He wants to deliver you. He wants to set you free. He wants to set you up for success. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That's a Timothy. Oh, I'm trying to run on. Let me run on. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Help us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. One moment. I'll let you go. praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let you know. Thank you, Jesus. Second Timothy. The first chapter, the ninth verse says, who had saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began.
All right.
Oh, I like that. Oh, I like it. Y'all might we'll read that one more time. I'll let you go. Who had saved us and called us with a holy calling? We need to know that. We called with a holy calling. So that means we should be holy. For he is holy. That means so his children should be holy. If you live a righteous life before your children, you expect them to follow suit and be righteous as well. You expect them to be holy as well, because you showed them the way. You showed them what thus says the Lord.
Right.
You try to be an example for them. Leadership. Oh, listen. If you want a good leadership, if you want a good fellowship with that leadership, what's going to have to take place, an example. You're going to have to give those that are following, give them an example. This is how you do it. Let me live it before you so it's easy for you to listen at me. But I can't live one thing and talk another thing. I have to talk it and I have to walk it. Then you can better see that not only did I talk it, but I walked it to show you that it can be done and you can trust it.
Yes.
Be not therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but be thou partakers of the affliction of the gospel according to the power of God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. That was 2 Timothy 8 verse and 9 verse. They go hand in hand together. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. But God bless you. That's what I had for you for today. We'll probably try to put some more with it Thursday. God say the same. But thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Reverend. I wanted to say something, Reverend.
Yes, sir.
I want to go back to them donkeys.
Yes, sir.
And I want to go back there for a minute. Can we go back to the donkeys and the coat?
Yeah.
Y'all still there?
Mm-hmm.
But I want to add this in there because I like the way how you presented it, right? Zechariah chapter 9:9.
Yes, sir.
Zechariah 9:9.
Yes, sir.
It's something about that coat. You good, Doc? You good?
Yes,
that
sir.
That coat and
yes,
that
sir.
Donkey. You know, it was something about.
Mm-hmm.
See, they were looking for a king, Reverend Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Reverend, they were looking for a king to come in.
Mm-hmm.
In that time, kings didn't come in humble. They come on them big
That's
old
right.
white horses.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
They come in. Well, you know, when they come, everybody lay down. You know.
Yeah.
That's why you see the form of when Jesus was entering in and as he was coming in, it was custom them when the king come, they lay down their branches and their
yes,
coats
sir.
And let them ride in, you know. And
mm-hmm.
I want to let me know you got that yet. And I want to kind of open it up if you can get in there with me.
Yes, sir.
Reverend Williams, you got that yet?
Yes. With
joy, there you go. I want us to get there, and I want us to understand, because we got the Reverend Priest. I just want this one little thing just to add in there with it, because I love how he rolled in. And I'm telling you something. He rolled in humble. Can I say that?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
He rolled in humble. And showing you that he was the king of kings. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He was king of kings. But he had to show them. See, they were looking for some great thing. But the Bible said, rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. He said, behold, thou king cometh unto thee.
Mm-hmm.
And now watch this now. He is just and happy.
Yes.
Salvation. Who was that?
Yes, sir.
Low and riding up on my book said ass. Y'all know what that means, right? A donkey.
Yeah.
And up on a colt in the fall in the ass. I want to say this here because he wrote in like this here the same way. They were speaking about Jesus in Matthew 21:1-5 and John 12:26. But I want you to there are four things I want you I'm gonna leave with you, and like Rev said, God let us come back, we'll try to finish it Thursday. He is the king, number one.
Yes, sir.
Y'all got that?
Yes.
He
yes,
is
sir.
The just. That's number two.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all got that?
Mm-hmm.
And he is
bringing
salvation. Y'all get that?
Yes, sir.
And he is home. He said, the Messiah now, Messiah, however you want to pronounce it, he is the king. You got that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He is the just.
Yeah.
You get that ruler, what he going to do? And he is bringing salvation.
Yes,
and he is
beautiful.
Why did I bring the whole thing? Because when Jesus is coming in, it's revelated so beautiful. That scripture, I just wanted to just tie it in there because they were worshiping and lifting up. One boys, they saying right now, and we know the end of the story, they're going to be hollering, crucify him. They're going to be listening. They ain't going to be looking for no king. They're going to say, crucify him because they say he's blaspheming. But right now, everybody's happy that he's coming in. But look how he came in. He came in so humble. He came in riding on this ass coat and the donkey. I'm talking about humble. And they don't do this like him.
Yeah.
They don't believe the Messiah will come this way. It's going to save them. And if you don't get nothing, these 4 points, I want to get to you one more time. And the reason why I brought this out is I'm going to shut up. He is the king.
Yes.
He is just. Because we believe he was raised on the what? The just and unjust alike. That's how he's going to rule.
Yeah.
And he's bringing salvation.
Yes,
we know who is salvation. Jesus Christ is salvation. That's what my brother just tried to persuade to you. He's trying to tell you that Jesus had came. Now he's been what lifted right now because he's taking off that coat. But watch this here. And he was humble. That's what we need to be as a believer. Be humble.
Yeah.
Let God move with whatever was talking about out your heart so God can use you. Whatever's not of God in you, ask God to remove it. Don't leave in the same condition that you came today. Change can happen right now. Don't leave in the condition in your heart. That's why deliverance is here. But you have to be the one to say, it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of a person. Thank you, Reverend.
Yes, sir.
Thank you,
Amen. Amen.
I just wanted to add that in there.
Hallelujah.
Praise
what
the
a
Lord.
Word. What a word.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise
Thank
God.
You,
Lord.
Thank you. Beautiful.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Who is beautiful? I meant to go back and go back to that Zechariah 9:9, but I got a little happy rhyme.
You good, brother? You know that Holy Spirit, because I don't have your notes. You know I don't have your notes, so you know that's the Holy Spirit. You know, because Jesus. The reason why I went there because he showed humility. He rode in on a donkey, man, and he came in like people wouldn't thought he would have came in. The Jews were looking for another someone coming in like a king, like Alexander the Great. You know, then when he came in right in Jeremiah 17:25, but Jesus fulfilled that. That's why when he came in, it was a different praise because they know that when they mentioned Hosanna, that means save us now.
Save us.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
I don't know where you at in life. Me and Reverend was talking as we was getting on the ministry today, Reverend Michael and brothers and sisters. You know, I don't know why people think that you can live perfect in this body to make it in. You're not going to live perfect.
Come on.
If you think you can live perfect and make it in, I'm going to tell you this scripture right here. Lord, we should hang up, Shuma. We should have hung up, Shuma. You know one of my favorite scriptures. What you think of one? One of my favorite scriptures. I'm going to give you one of my favorite scriptures. But by grace are you saved. Y'all there?
That's right.
Y'all there? Yes.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite scriptures.
A gift.
You know why it's one of my favorite
scriptures?
You already know, though. It's Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 8. For by grace are you saved through faith. Through faith now. He said, and not in yourself. It is a gift, Reverend William, of God. That's it.
Yeah.
And then he took all that pride away, Reverend Henry. He said, not of your works, but lest any man spoke. But we are his workmanship, created in Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Good work,
which
God had before ordained that we should walk in. Whoever told you got to do it right, you got to, you need to tell them, look in the mirror. Because we all ain't getting it right. It's going to have to be the blood.
Come on,
it's not gonna, that's why we slip and fall and bump our head, because we're living in this body. And living in body, we've been delivered for some things, right? That's truthful. Don't think we haven't.
Yeah.
We've been delivered. But also, we are not going to make it until we get out the body. What I'm talking about making it.
Mm-hmm.
To make it to that perfection
mm-hmm.
that God wants us to
That's
be
right.
in. Because as long
mm-hmm.
as we
Come
in
on.
This temple, help me, Holy Spirit, as
mm-hmm.
long as we in this temple, now watch this. This Reverend Henry, I'm sorry, but can I say this? There
okay.
would be no need for Reverend teaching the preacher want to go like he did. There would be no
mm-hmm.
need for Reverend William doing the like most of us do, that we could we're witnessing of the message just went through. It wouldn't be no need that Jesus riding on the ass coat if we can do it all
mm-hmm.
by ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
It has
all right.
to be.
Better say it.
It has to be.
Yeah.
It has to be blood. Now
yes.
what the blood do and what the body did for us, it caused us to be subjective up to his spirit. What I'm talking about, the Holy Ghost,
mm-hmm.
Reverend Henry. When the Holy Ghost
yes.
come in,
yes.
it won't let you look at it like Reverend Henry said, oh, I got four scriptures, and Reverend Henry got but one now. I'm better than him.
Mm-hmm.
No,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Have you read the scriptures, the four scriptures you really got? It's like a mm-hmm. like a two-edged sword.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
It's like a two-edged sword. Let me get out of here when I say this, Reverend Henry. You know I got some eloquence. You know, I've been around long, and it reads a little different, if y'all don't mind. Can I read it a little different from for understanding?
Uh-huh.
Can I read it? Read Hebrews, because you said it, because you did it. You bruised a little bit. I'm going to go to Hebrews
mm-hmm.
4 and 12.
Yeah.
But let me read it out this like this. I'm going to leave you alone, man. Please
mm-hmm.
let me read it. Can I read it like this? This version of it. Just let me. He said, the word of God is
mm-hmm.
alive.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get that from Hebrews 4
yes,
and 12? The word of God
mm-hmm.
is alive.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
The word of God is alive and powerful.
Yes.
That's what it says. And powerful. It is sharper
mm-hmm.
than a sharpest two-edged sword. Let me read it like that, y'all. It is powerful.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It is sharper than a two-edged sword. It exposes
mm-hmm.
our innermost thoughts. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah, it does.
And that's what Reverend was telling me. And we're saying that our desire, our thoughts. That's why when you, Reverend was talking about, when you come over here, if you pray for us and you have
yes,
a
sir.
Receptive spirit, you can receive
mm-hmm.
what he just said. The only way I'm
Thank
expanding
you.
Right
mm-hmm.
now, because you, only reason I'm expanding like I said, because I'm still riding on the coat. Let me get out of here.
Yes, sir.
I'm going. I'm going, man.
Yes, sir. God bless you.
Hello.
Let me leave it alone.
God bless you.
Hello. Let me leave it alone. You know, that, I had a friend tell me something. I had a friend tell me something, Reverend Mike. I want you to be happy when we come, but I don't want you to be happy when we leave, though. I want you to be happy when we come. There you go, Brother Tim. I want you to be happy when we come. But I don't want you to be confused. I don't want you to be happy when you leave, though, Reverend Henry. Brother Tim?
Amen.
Amen.
God bless. You might have got happy too, huh? You know, when I was saying that, now I meant it from the bottom of my heart, to know the history, like Reverend Henry was giving us, to know the history and apply the history. You know, to my, that's what he did. He applied the history so no man can err. You know what I'm talking about? So when man leaves, and I say man, I mean man and woman and child, when they leave, they can't say if God called them home right now, they didn't hear what we call a commission, a great commission to call you
yes.
in.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
You won't
Come
be able
on.
To say that. You know what I'm talking about? That's why we know too much to walk away and think that we can live in the camera. I'm not saying
that you're going
to live perfect, but you have to be conscious of what you're doing. There has to be some conviction of the Holy Ghost that cause you to look at this thing a little different, because a lot of people be playing around Easter time. They come to what we call the Resurrection Day. They're going to be there. They call it the CMN. What they call it? The CNN, I got it right? CEM,
mm-hmm.
Christmas,
mm-hmm.
Easter, and Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? That's one of the most packed times you ever see in church, you know. But I'm going to tell you, I don't knock that anyway, because one day you might come. Come, though. One day you might come. And you
mm-hmm.
you're not just come to them three parts of the time of the year that you come. You might just come on Father's Day. Help me, Holy Spirit. Let me get out of here, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all better kiss that little.
Hey, Reverend Bryant.
Amen.
You got it. There you go.
Yeah, this is it. I just wanted to add one little thing before you get out of there. I thank you, Reverend Henry. I enjoyed it. I was listening. It's great. And I just wanted to say this. You know, sometimes we have to be like the little donkey. I heard you say that some of us are the little donkey. See, the little donkey had never been ridden. But he was chosen by God to know that he was going to be carrying some precious cargo.
Come on, man.
He didn't buck. He didn't kick. He rode in triumphantly with his king. And we can't be hard-headed. We got to learn to realize and put away all our foolishness, because the little donkey realized, and even the disciples realized once before, what manner of man is this that even the sea and the wind obey him? The donkey had to do what he had to do. So I'm here to tell you,
we
can't be hard-headed and new-headed. Be like the little donkey, humble, and realize you carry precious cargo, and that's what he did. He came on in.
I like that.
Boy, I like
I like that.
Little donkey had sense enough to know who Jesus was.
Yeah.
All right. All right now.
All right.
You know,
yes, sir.
Well, you got some meat on that bone. Right. You got some meat on that bone.
Yes, sir.
Reverend, you got some meat on that bone.
Yes, sir.
No, it ain't never went out.
Yes, sir.
That's what it's about, kingdom building, man. This is kingdom
mm-hmm.
building. That's why I say, one thing I love about God's word, it's like a fire. And only when it can get started, some of us already have the fire in us. I'm going to just tell you what I'm talking about, the Holy Ghost. And it's full.
Yeah.
So it don't take that much to get it. I heard one man say, if someone mentioned Jesus, I just catch on fire. You know, you might catch that little. It don't have to be some extraordinary, you know, and then some prophetic saying. All you got to do is just tickle my heart to know that he heard me and he answered my call. You might catch that little.
Yes, sir.
You know, I sought the Lord and he heard me. And that's why I trust him. You better get that little. That's why. Who was in the word? That's beautiful, Brother Tim. That's beautiful.
You know what, bro? I think now.
Yes, sir.
I think now you gotta understand better. First of all, let me say good evening to my brothers.
Good evening.
God bless you, man. God bless you.
Here tomorrow. I think the brothers that's listening now, they get a better understanding. What my brother said a few minutes ago, you should be glad to see us come. And glad to see you leave. The Holy Ghost party. When you get started talking about that man we call Jesus, it's very trying to live. I tell you all the time, here in Chicago, where I'm from, when they preach the real, we say let his head out. I truly enjoy it from the start.
God bless you, man.
Then Brother Eric come in, and he gave, I heard him say something. I'm going to ask him again. Would he tell it again? Tell me one time, my brother. You said your favorite scripture. I heard you said something about a favorite scripture, and we all
one of
one of your favorite scriptures.
You know, every time I hear one, Every time I add one, I thought like, that's gonna be he'll add another one in there. You know, I said, Reverend Michael, I guess this gonna be my favorite. Then I get to keep reading.
Anyone that heard me serve, they know I'm very partial to the Book of John. I find as brave, and I can see a lot of meat. And I heard my brother saying about being perfect. And I learned through the Book of Romans that I couldn't be perfect if I didn't know already. I learned him because he told me, and like my brother said, one of my favorite scriptures, 6:23. He says, for the wages of sin, I want to go there. Mm-hmm. He let me know. I had to be in sin in order for him to tell me there's going to be some wages for living in sin. He said, for the wages of sin. So I know right there that if I continue my ways, I'm going to get paid some wages for what I've done. And when you know, then you look at what my brother Reverend Henry preached on the day, and you just tell you, Lord, thank you. I heard my brother say something. I can say, and I promise you, I can hear you say Jesus and I can catch on fire. But then there's a scripture. There's a scripture that bags man up. See, when you in Christ, he'll back you up. You'll hear some of these jokes in the street, I got your back. See, one thing about my Lord Savior, he got your back. My brother said, you can just tell the word Jesus and I catch on fire. But what did Jeremiah say? He said, just like fire.
Except my bones.
And then his phone started adding something to it. And he said, I just can't, won't leave me alone. See, it's just something about this man. Oh, Jesus. I am truly enjoying myself today as always. I love to hear that. I just love to hear you. I ask that you all continue to pray for me and my family.
Amen.
Little death angel has read his head again. God is so good, man. And sometimes we just forget how good God is. My mother-in-law was laying here, 84 years old, Saturday. I told her wife, I said, I don't know if we should tell her. And my sister-in-law said, she can take it. We're going to tell her. The Lord called a brother and a sister home the same day. She lost her brother the same day. And it's in place of crying, in place of asking God, why? In place of saying, Lord, why? You said, why not? In place of saying, God, why me? You said, why not me? And then you look back and say, he was 89 years old. Ain't God good?
Mm-hmm.
89 years old. In other words, a cousin of mine told me a while back, I used to say that we live in on blessed time. And I thought about it when my cousin was talking to me. He said, Brother D, he said, that's a blessing. That God allows you to go past your appointed time. He said, he gave you a set amount of time that you ought to live.
Wow.
And then he extended his days 80 to 9. 80 and 9 years. I remember exactly how old my auntie was. What the Lord has called both upon the same day. So I ask that you all continue to keep the Davis family in your prayers.
Amen. Amen, Jesus.
Get on the throne, and we know he still making mistakes. And that's where I'm saying. So that's what my brother said. I know you now. When you said, we don't want you to be glad to see your son. It's hard when they're paying a list. I opened up with a prayer on the other show, and then as I was preparing to come over here, just as I was clicking out, I heard a dog say, he going to that prayer show. Amen. Amen.
God bless you, man.
Yeah, God, thank you.
You know, when you said that, man, I wanted to say this here. I was talking to my brother yesterday, right, and his son. Watch this, Brother D. Brother D gonna understand this here. And anybody that have children, you know, watch this here. He stepped up, Brother D. So you know what I'm talking about, right? When I said he stepped up. Right? He ain't no step dad. He stepped up.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? That's so it. His step, while him stepping up, his son got was getting married on Saturday. He's just saying how beautiful it was, because when the bride walked, help me host it, when
Come
the
on.
Bride walked in, as the bride walked in, the husband would sit there, the groom was sitting there, and tears started coming out of his eyes. I feel tears started coming out of his eyes. And the tears, I'm sorry for it, and it was a joyful, because the beautiness of the dress and the gown, and you know, the face was made up, you know. And why you bringing this up? Why would you bring? We are the bride. The bride. And God is fixing us. Reverend Henry just taught. He just taught us how to get a. You know, you probably won't believe this to maybe until you get in front of him. But let me tell you this anyway. See, some of us had some cosmetology arranged to our face. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Let me do some spiritual changing in you right now. See, when people leave this earth. We call the world. It's like God has changed them. Now he's working his bride to him. And working his bride to him. They go to that place never more. You know what I mean? No more pain. No more
pain.
Suffering. No more crying. Oh, help me. If you live 83 and 89 years of life on this side, I know God covered you. Because a lot of people can't even say that. So saying that, brother, my brother said when he seen that, then he saw his wife it was her son, and he started crying all over again like he was at his wedding. Don't tell me what I'm going to do. So why would you keep bringing up this wedding? God, one day you can be in Chicago, and we in Texas. Someone is rejoicing on a day like this, and someone can be moaning on a day like this. So the Bible said, moan when they moan. And what? Rejoice. Sing hymns when they what? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So if you just have God in you, you can do both of them at the same time, like my brother just said, because we believe that that's what we're getting prepared for, is to see and see and say the joy and tears won't be always, we say, weeping may come by another what? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. But night, but joy comes in the morning. So I want to leave this with the Davis family. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you. And we thank you, Father God, for the word. We thank you for the word of encouragement, Lord. We thank you for how it was conveyed to us today, but how you made the interest, Father God, that when you receive us, you receive us through Jesus Christ. We thank you for how Reverend conveyed it to us, Lord, that none of us can say that we didn't hear the word in a proper way, Lord. We thank you, Father God, that when we heard the testimony of one of your soldiers, a couple of your soldiers went home on the same day, and you received them, Lord, knowing that, Father God, everyone don't know they Expiration Day. But Lord, we know you know the dash, Lord. And we pray, Father God, everything was well in your soul, Lord. And we ask you right now to strengthen the Davis family, Lord. We even ask you, Father God, to strengthen anyone that we don't even know right now, maybe be going through something at the same time, Lord, in the same hour, that need to be strengthened right now. We pray, Father God, you cover them in the name of Jesus. We ask this, Lord God, not our will, but thou will, Lord. Lord, we know one time before, Lord, that you came in and you gave strength, Lord. So give strength to this family, Lord. Strengthen them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, maybe somebody heard the testimony, Lord, and they reminisce on maybe 10 years ago, maybe 15 years ago, maybe 30 years ago, maybe just a day ago, Lord, and they heard the testimony of someone transitioning into your own. Lord, strengthen them people right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Give them peace, Lord. Because the song we even played early today, Lord, give me my flowers while I yet can smell them, Lord. Lord, we ask you, Father God, strengthen your body right now in the name of Jesus Christ. If we pray, Lord, if we come humble, Lord. Lord, we ask you as we leave this place, Lord, never from your sight, Lord. Never from your presence, Lord. Keep us, Lord. If not, Lord, if it's not on this side, give us a place in thy kingdom, Lord, that we can hold your hand. Praise you, Lord. And if we can dash our crown at your feet, Lord, and say thank you,
yes,
Lord, for what's in you, Lord. We thank you all this in the mighty name of Jesus' name. We pray. Amen. And
amen.
I want to play a song, right? It's a little bit. He's going to talk a little bit, but I want you to hear this song. I want you to be patient with it and hear this song. Just be very patient to hear this song. I want you to be patient with it.
Look at somebody, tell them, be encouraged, be encouraged. Look at somebody, tell them, be encouraged, be encouraged. My God. Because you got angels. When Daniel needed a word from God in Daniel chapter 10, you know what God did? He sent an angel. Because everything you need. Y'all take your seat. I better leave that alone. I don't know what's come over me. I feel this. My God. This ain't third Sunday. This is Youth Sunday. My God, God. My. He's watching over me. Watching over me.
Watching.
Take your seat. Come on, we got to move on. Tell somebody, when you can't see your way, don't worry about it. You got an angel. Hey.
Watch him, River. Watch him.
When your mama died, the angels carried you. Really good. Thank God. To God be the glory.
Don't bring it in.
God be the glory. Sure, the presence of the Lord is in this place. Feel his mighty power. Feel the brush of angels' wings. Glory in this place.
Watch it, brother. Watch it. Watch it now.
If you're talking about Jesus, he's a friend of mine. If you're talking about Jesus, he's a friend of mine. He's a friend of mine. The Lord is my shepherd. I don't have nobody here. And I shall not want. I said, the Lord is my shepherd. And I shall. What's wrong with him? It's Youth Sunday. Why are we doing this old folks stuff? I wouldn't have a religion. I couldn't feel sometimes. Wish they had somebody from Mason Avenue and Tilson Road. I wouldn't have a religion. I could have a deal. Woo. My God. And if I couldn't say a word, any old saints right here, y'all know what I do. I wave my hand. If I couldn't say a word. Take your seat, son. We got to move on. Take your seat. I'd have to get that out.
Now, I want y'all to, we're finna end, right? I just want you to know one thing. The word was preached. The testimony was sent out. The love of God is abide. I tell you one thing. Be fruitful and tell somebody about God.
Man.
Yeah, I wouldn't have a religion that I can feel prayerfully sometime. I don't care how bad, I don't care how tough it gets. Go to the King. Reverend taught us well tonight. Go to the King. Go to the King. There's nothing too hard for God. Nothing on this earth, no sorrow on earth that God don't, he can mend it. He can cause you to smile when your heart is hurt.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
Try Jesus. And what we feeling right now, I say, wait. Trust me, it's better than wine. It's better than liquor. It's better than marijuana. It's better than all the drugs they get out there. Nothing can beat the Holy Spirit that dwells in you, if you come to Him and let Him reside, let Him guide you,
amen.
Let Him speak to you,
amen.
And hold you. We are living in a time that you don't hear preaching and teaching like you just did. They'll tell you, wake up in the morning, flowers, and they'll tell you the grass is growing, but no one won't tell you that. Look at your life. Repent. They won't tell you that. They'll tell you how to get rich. They'll tell you how cute it is. But we're living in eschatology, and it's not going to be watered down. What is that word?
Yeah.
We're living in the end time.
Mm-hmm.
You never know when you might leave here. You never know you might not leave here. Get to know Him. Watch this here. If it be God's will, we'll be back Thursday, same time. May God be with you. May God always have His face at your face. And let me tell you this here. I know He spoke tonight.
Yes.
Be blessed.
Yes. Yes, Lord. Be blessed.